Bekunte Siches Chelek Yud Aleph B'Shalach Sicha Beis Ala Pasuk Vatikach Miriam Hanaviyah Achais Arnas Atayf B'Yada. On the Pasuk which says, and Miriam the prophetess, the Neviyah, the sister of Aaron, took the tambourine, I suppose, in her hand, Vatetzena Kol Anoshim Achareha, and all the women went out behind her, Betufim U'Bemcheilos, with different instruments to sing the Shira for the Kriyas Yamsuf. Matik Rashi Atevis. Rashi quotes the words from the Pasuk Vatikach Miriam Hanaviyah. Miriam the Neviyah took. Umefarish, and he explains, Heicha Nisnaba, where did she prophesize? Kishahaisa Achais Aaron, when she was the sister of Aaron, meaning only Aaron, Kedem Shanelad Moshe, because Moshe had not yet been born then. Amra, she said, Asida imish tele bain, my mother will give birth to a son, Uchulu, Kidisa Beseita, as the Gemara says in Seita. So that's one explanation of why, of what is being said here. Dover Acher, another explanation. Achais Aaron, why is she called, why is she identified as the sister of Aaron? Fisha Moser Nafshi Aleo, because he dedicated his life for her. Kishenetzara, when she became leprous, when she had leprosy. So Aaron defended her, he committed himself to her. Nikra Soshmei, that's why she was known as his sister. She was called by his name. The Pashtas Kavanas Rashi Hilataritz Kushup Shutam Zerez Belimida Kosov. What is Rashi trying to explain here? It would seem that the simple explanation is that he's trying to explain a basic question which comes up when you learn this Pasuk. Ukumafurj Mesechta Saita Mitsyanas Babirish Rashi, which is actually spelled out in the Mesechta Saita, which Rashi references. The Gemara there says, Achais Aaron v'lei Achais Moshe. Was she only the sister of Aaron? Was she not also the sister of Moshe? Why is she identified as the sister of Aaron? Umetaretz Rashi, so Rashi explains, She'ein Tevas Achais Aaron Teir al Miriam, that the words, the sister of Aaron, are not really coming to describe who Miriam is, She'oz Koshe v'lei Achais Moshe, because then you have the question, she's also the sister of Moshe. Ella, heim boyes behemshuch l'tevus ha-neviyah sholifneyem. They're coming to explain the word neviyah, the prophetess. Miriam, we know who Miriam is. And if you want to say who Miriam is, you should say she's the sister of Moshe and Aaron. But it's coming to explain why it says the neviyah. How do we identify Miriam as a neviyah? Shehoyes ha-neviyah k'shoyes ha-dayin rak achais Aaron. Because her prophecy was when she was only the sister of only Aaron, Kedem Shanel and Moshe, before Moshe had been born, Vanavua Haisa. And what was this prophecy? I see the image of Telet Bain, my mother will give birth to a son who will bring salvation to the Jewish people. V'achakach Moshe v'Rashi Teret Sheni. And then Rashi gives another explanation, another answer to this question. Why was she called Achais Aaron? Because he dedicated his life to her, defending her, and so on. So that Rashi's trying to explain why it says Achais Aaron, to explain what Neviyah is, or another explanation why it's Achais Aaron is the second explanation. But according to this, we have to understand, Lama Matik Rashi Hatevas Vatikach Miriam Hanaviyah. Why does Rashi quote the words Vatikach Miriam Hanaviyah? Hare Hatevas HaMachiris Es Perushayim Achais Aaron. The question that drives Rashi to explain is the words, the sister of Aaron. Shebazeh Koshav Alei Achais Moshe, which brings up the question, is she not the sister of Moshe? And therefore he answers that it's because she was a Navi when she was only the sister of Aaron. V'im kein hoi leila Rashi latika tevis elu, he should have quoted these words, Achais Aaron, which is what brings up the question, v'leit atikach Miriam HaNeviyah, not to start his explanation on the words, and Miriam HaNeviyah took. Beis. Ma machriach es Rashi lo hidia kan b'pirish ha-pshat shol ha-kosov zeh, toich ha-nevuah Miriam. why does Rashi have to spell out what exactly Miriam's prophecy was? It should have just said she prophesied when, before Moshe was born. When did she give prophecy? When she was the sister of Aaron. And even though that would have sort of left the question of, I'm just saying my own idea here, it would have left the question, what prophecy did she say? But that's not the point of Rashi here. He just gives you the information. If you want to look further and to see what exactly did she prophesize, you can look it up. But there's no need for the Pshut HaShel Mikra to explain what exactly that prophecy was. Gimel. Le'idach, on the other hand, Menolei Rashi, be'Pshut HaShel Mikra, she'nevuos mirim hoisa, asida imi she'telet bein, v'chulu. In fact, based on the Pshut HaShel Mikra, not what the Gemara says. The Gemara can say a drush. But in the Pshut HaShel Mikra, how do we know that it had anything to do with that prophecy and that that was the prophecy, or that there was such a prophecy? Dalid, ki yedua ein dagash Rashi l'tzayim oka perushoi. We have already mentioned many times that Rashi doesn't usually give you the source of what he's saying. Hareza b'shvilo ha'yisif, and if he does, b'makam shu kein mitzayin ha'makar, in a place where he does bring the source, hareza b'shvilo ha'yisif b'ir l'pir shakosav, it's because this somehow adds some level of explanation to what the pasuk is saying. Elo she'ein ha'yisif ha'zu mechreches la'avonis ha'pshat. But that this, what you can find in that source, doesn't necessarily bring out the basics of what the pasuk is trying to say. Because if it did, if it was necessary to understand the basics, ki oz ha'yirashi kaisa b'feirush, because then he would have written out what the source is, what is written in the source. Kedar keba'ifin shagama ben chamash l'mikri yomin, in a way that the even a child should understand it. Rak shebe'im yia talmid zorozum amulach, only that if there is an advanced student, he might have a further question in regards to what Rashi is saying. So therefore, to answer that question, the advanced question, therefore Rashi points him in the direction of where the source is, and there's more that you can look up over there, which might answer some more questions that you may have. And if there is a certain quote which Rashi is quoting, and it's to be found in a number of different places, Rashi only points to one of them. If he wants, he could say, as it's written in the Gemara, without telling you exactly where, because there are a number of places. But if he points to only one, so then the intent of Rashi pointing to a specific place, one out of a number of them, is because only by looking into that place will it answer the question that you have. So based on this, in our case, what is the intent of Rashi here to explain in the simple meaning of the pasuk by giving us the source as it's written in Masechta Saita? Because this is also quoted not only in Saita but also in Megillah. Rashi specifically points you to Saita. But Adarabba Megillah, it would seem that it should be the opposite. Megillah Shehi Beseda Mayid, Megillah, which is an earlier in the Mishnah, Kaidemus Beshasla Masechta Saita, Shebeseda Noshim. Megillah, which is found in Masechta Mayid, comes before Saita, which is found in Masechta Noshim. So if he was going to point to one, he should have pointed to Megillah, the first one. But he skips the Megillah one and he goes to Saita, which of course means that it's only through seeing what is written in Masechta Saita that will add the further dimension to what might be a question and needs this answer. Hey, A fifth question. Lama matik Rashi bepirushay abeis as atevis achais aron. Why does Rashi reiterate the words achais aron? He actually reiterated from the pasuk. He hasn't said it yet. But over here, he says achais aron. Shekvar kosvam bepirush alav. I have a little meme. He could have simply said, here is another pshat to why she's called achais aron. And moved on. Why does he have to rewrite the words Achais Aaron? Because he did bring it, I guess, in the Rashi. Where was she the sister, known as the sister of Aaron? Vav. Meduba kama pa'amim. It's explained, we've explained many times, Shebamakam Shirashi may be Beis Pirushim, that when Rashi brings two different explanations, Ve'enim Maktim Sheyesh Beis Kam Beis Pirushim, and he doesn't write. There are two explanations to this issue. If he would have written at the beginning, there are two explanations, the purpose of that would be that would mean there are two explanations which are equally valid, and one does not take precedence over the other one. But if he doesn't write that introduction, that proves that in each one of the explanations has a difficulty which is not found in the other one. Each one explains a different aspect of it, which answers another question. But the first one is to be taken as the most important one. But although the first one is the more dominant one, still there is something lacking in the first one because there is still a question left. There's kukim lepirush habeis, and therefore we need a second explanation. And in our case, what are the difficulties of the two explanations that leads him to say two, and that the first one is the more prevalent one? Habir b'cholze. So to explain all this, kavanas Rashi bepirushay kan. Rashi's intent with his explanation here is to answer number one. Hanaviya Beheya Yediya, the prophetess, Hainashinishna Bekvar. In other words, that she is already known previously as a prophetess. Heichanishnaba, so the question is, where was she previously known to be a prophetess? Beis, the Iker, and most importantly, Kusha, Pshuta, Hamisarez, Vilimada Teva, Shematikum, a question which comes up from the three words which Rashi quotes, which are Vatikach Miriam Hanaviya. Miriam, the prophetess, took an instrument to go and sing the Shira. Muvin, the question is, Muvin shekasher atayra b'sipur ma'ura ma'isifa tayra la'adam shemaskira. It's self-understood that when the Torah, in relating a certain event, adds a description to the person who is being mentioned. Hareza oi, so there must be one of two reasons why the Torah mentions this title. Either la'idia b'mimeduvar, either the title is what tells us who it is. Kibaladi atayr loya yinu yaidin says, because without that title we might not know which person we're talking about, which person by that name. Or for a second reason, la'isa b'avana b'ma'ura mamsupar, it gives more additional understanding to what happened, why this happened. By understanding this title, now we know why it happened in a certain way. In our case, when the Torah adds the title, the prophetess, to the name Miriam, obviously it's not trying to explain which Miriam we're talking about, because we had no idea that Miriam was a prophetess until now. We find out now that she's a prophetess. Obviously it's not trying to identify which Miriam we're talking about. And another reason, take of a miyad mefurish ha'isachais Aaron, because immediately he also says that she was the sister of Aaron, so we know who she is. Shazel bir goma, which clearly states who she is. Valkein tzarech loyma, therefore we must say shagavonos hakosu b'shama ura mesupakan yesh lekesher imzeh shahisin avia. Therefore we must go with the other explanation, that the reason that the Torah identifies her as an avia is to explain what happened here. An element of what happened here, l'chayra, ein zemuvin. So that also needs to be understood. Kfar lomadim v'parsha v'yera. We already learned earlier in Parsha Vayera, Ata Hoshev Eishes Aish Ki Novihu, where the Eibusha said to Elimelech or to Pari, I don't remember which one right now, that return the wife of this man to Avram, in other words, Sarai to Avram, because he is a prophet. Upirish Rashi. So Rashi says, Ki Novihu. What does it mean? Because he is a prophet. He knows that you did not harm her. So therefore, he will know that he can forgive you, that he can take her back, that everything is fine. In other words, that prophecy means somebody who knows things which ordinary people don't know. In the Parsha Vayetze, it says, because the Imahis, Leah, and Rachel, they were prophet. They were also prophetesses, and they knew that how many children Yaakov would have, and therefore Leah prayed that her seventh child should be a girl and not a boy, so that Rachel will have her allotment of two sons, not less than the Shvachis. So Yediyah Sa'asid Lava, in other words, that a part of prophecy is to know what happens in the future. What will happen in the future? Upapirish Rashi va'era kol losha nevuah adam amachriz u'mashmiya la'am divrei techachas. In va'era, Rashi says that a novi means somebody who rebukes. He tells the people what they need to hear. So that's another element of nevius. Nimtza shegeder ha'novi hu. So we find that there's three things that a novi does. Yedei advarim nistarim. He knows things which ordinary people don't know from the past. Yodeya Asidus, he knows what's going to happen in the future. And Medaber Mashmiel Le'om Divrei Techachas, he knows, he tells people what they need to hear. V'im Kein, if so, Maya Shaicha Shova Tikach Miriam Imzeh Shais Anaviyah, then if that's what the function of a Navi is, how is that relevant to this story that Miriam went to then to sing and praise Hashem? This matter does not relate to knowing something which from the past, something that others don't know. It doesn't have anything to do with knowing what will happen in the future. But also she wasn't rebuking anybody. This would seem to be a natural response from her feelings when she saw the great miracle, so she went out to praise and dance and sing. As Rashi says in this regard, as it says in regards to Moshe, that when he saw the great miracle, it occurred to him, he had the feeling that he should sing a shira. But his heart said to him that he should sing, and that's what he did. The chain by Yeshua, it's similarly found in Yeshua, says Rashi. The chain shiras abeir shapasach baaz yasher. Also later, when Moshe sang about the well of water, so Rashi also identifies this as a natural response to the miracle. We'll move on by Pasha. Shagam Miriam beroisa anes ala beliba shatay meshira. Obviously, then when Miriam saw the miracle, she also would have had this natural response. And why is it important to identify her as a Nevi'a? What does it add to understanding what's going on? So Rashi answers, it's not that in this story we need this event has some connection to Nevu'ah. Rather, it's connected to what it says afterwards in the to the words Achais Ar. Why? Ki teves elu sheva pirushay hein teves hakosov. Because these words, these words Achais Aran, which are in the body of Rashi, sometimes what Rashi does is he puts in connecting words to explain different parts of the pasuk, so he quotes different parts of the pasuk at intervals in his Rashi, in his explanation, and he puts in the connecting words which make it flow better. That's what he's saying here. It was as if he would be quoting the words Achaisaran from the Pasuk in bigger words, like what is the usually the intro, the quote from the Pasuk. And in between, he gives his words of explanation. He says he does it in a number of places. In other words, in this case, she was giving prophecy when she was only the sister of Aaron. Before Moshe was born, and that this comes to answer a question. This identifying Hanaviah as Achais Aaron or Achais Aaron as the Neviah comes to answer this question. In the Sukkim earlier, in the story of the Kriyas Yamsuf, it says, Vayaminu b'Hashem Moshe Abdi. The Yidden believe in Hashem and Moshe his servant. Shemazem muvenat kama betelim hoyu kobenei Yisrael al Moshe v'Yisushah, which brings out how greatly, how the bittul that the Yidden had to Moshe at that time was incredible, comparing it to Hashem himself. V'b'chlau, oyd koydem lezero, asher Hashem shmoy elekim lepare. Before that, they already saw that the Eibishter had made Moshe dominant over Parai. Shafilu, Hamishna leparibel odai, that even earlier in the time of Yosef, it says that even the second in command to Parai, which was Yosef, leyaremishis yodavis ragloi, nobody can lift his hand or foot without the permission of the second in command. How much more so Parai himself, the king himself, and yet Moshe dominated him. V'im kenein emuvan. If so, we have to understand, how did Miriam go and do something, such a major event, Amira Shira, to go out and make a whole parade with a Shira, we don't find that she consulted with Moshe to see if this is the appropriate thing. It seems she went ahead and did it on her own. How did she do it without asking Moshe? That's why the Pasuk adds the word Neviah. She hoisa Neviah Yudua, she was a Neviah, a prophetess in her own right. G'dayla b'yoser, not an ordinary prophet, but a great prophet. How great a prophetess? She gave prophecy when she was only a young girl, when she was only Aaron's sister, meaning to say that Moshe wasn't even born yet. Kaidim Shunalud Moshe, Vanavua Haisa, Asida Imi, and the Nevua was that my mother will give birth. Lachain Haisa Yechelulan. So therefore, because she's such a great prophetess, from all the way back when she was a young child, Lachain Haisa Yechelulan is Ashira Bifne Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, she was able to take the initiative in front of Moshe Rabbeinu and to say Shira without even consulting him. Dehine Lachura, Tfei Havalele Meimar, Hanaviyah Bas Amram. It would seem that she should, in order to describe this, that she was the Neviyah, it should have said the Neviyah, the daughter of Amram, of Avishal Moshe, the father of Moshe, in order to bring out her greatness. Mashen ken achayis Aaron shayis Neviyah, shayin Navi v'tofel Moshe. Whereas when you identify or compare her to Aaron, Aaron was secondary to Moshe. Was not as great a prophet as Moshe. And since the Torah does call identify her with Aaron, so therefore, in order to bring out her greatness, identifying her with Aaron doesn't bring out her greatness. To the contrary, maybe it compares her to Aaron, which is below Moshe and Nevuah. If you want to bring her out a greater level on behalf of Miriam, perhaps it should have said the daughter of Amram, which puts them on a higher level than Moshe, the father of Moshe. But since the Torah does identify her with Aaron, it means that it's something about the story itself, the teichen of the Nevuah. What is it that she prophesied? Kaidem leidas Moshe, that it was before the birth of Moshe. Because if it was only to tell us that back in the day she was already a prophetess, he could have said something like the well-known prophetess, already known to be a prophetess. Why? and that she said, Omer Hasida Yimishut Helet Bein, Vazemut Geshes, Gadlus, Gdulas, Dargas Nevuasa, Ve'erkele Dargas Moshe, because it's trying to bring out the comparison between Miriam and her prophecy in comparison to Moshe and his prophecy. Aleph, Hisnaba V'yoda, Mikoidim Sha'asid Moshe Rabban Shal Yisrael V'kulam B'teilem Elov L'hoilid, Le'ivolid, sorry. That she, who knew already before he was even born, she already knew that he would be the Rabban Shal Kol Yisrael. She knew that he would be the one that would bring the Yidden out, and that great leader who everybody is bottled to, she knew that he would be born. Beis, Hisnaba B'inya She'ena Shayech Elaha B'yichud. She gave prophecy about something which didn't really concern her personally. It had more to do with her parents, Amram and Yecheved. Gimel Asida Imisha Teled Hainush Amram Yecheved Ba'elam Becholze is Hanavua Ba Al Yada. That even though bringing this out, that she said that my parents will give birth, means her parents were there. Amram and Yecheved were personalities of their own, in their own right. Yet, who was given this prophecy? Not Amram and Yecheved, Dafka Miriam. So it brings out another high darga of her greatness and prophecy, even in comparison to her parents. Shemakolzem Muchach, Shedargas Nevuasa, Haisa Gadeila B'Yaisa. All these points, the details bring out that her prophecy was on a very high level. But Zeo Kavonis HaKosav Leiman, this is what he's trying to say. Since she herself was also a Neviah, not only was she a Neviah, but she was a Neviah before Moshe was a Navi, and she prophesied about his birth. Therefore, she had the right to be able to do something, do a major event, without having to consult Moshe. And that would be correct too. But this is not enough. Since now we understand that the Pasuk is trying to compare her level of prophecy to Moshe. And therefore it points out what her prophecy was. That she was prophesied when she was only the sister of Aaron, that was she preceded Moshe and Neviyos. Hare ader abahayim asim yaisel leimar hanaviyah achayis Moshe. You would think that it would be in order to bring out her comparison to Moshe. It should have said directly, she is the prophetess, the sister of Moshe. Ashagam oz haisim muvenas agavona. That would have also made it clear that the point here is to compare her to Moshe. Since the event itself has nothing to do with Nevuah, so we would understand that the reason the Torah identifies her as a Nevuah, as a Neviah, was in order to bring out the Neviah, the sister of Moshe, if it would have said that way. Even more so when it says Achais Aron Shegavonos Achais B'Dargas Moshe B'Nevuah, because then we would have read it, she is the sister, in other words, equal to, on par with Moshe. V'Al Pi Mashukosav Rashi B'Sefer Bereish Shal Aposik Shimon V'Levi Achim B'Eitz Achas, as we find in Rashi that when he identifies, when the Torah says Shimon V'Levi Achim, Shimon and Levi are brothers, Rashi says the reason the Torah says they're brothers is to draw an analogy between them, a comparison between them. They were brothers in the plot. So in other words, if now the Torah would have identified her as the sister of Moshe, it would have been understood that the prophetess, the sister of Moshe, means that they're equal. There is a parallel between them as prophets. So why go to Aaron? Even though the Pasuk clearly says that there is no other Navi like Moshe, nobody can be compared to him in Neviyos. The Torah immediately identifies what exactly is the greatness is, that there is no other prophet that Avish spoke to him face to face. In fact, we find the pasuk where Moshe says, tells the Yidden that Hashem will appoint a Navi like myself. In other words, that there would be a Navi that would be comparable to Moshe. Of course, not in every way, but in certain ways. So son Miriam could also be compared to Moshe. And perhaps one could say, but it would be difficult to say that this is what the pshat is. Shebeniden didan harei ein maspik lias achais Moshe beter neviya shareze bedugmas navi kamayni. That in this case, comparing Miriam to Moshe as navi kamayni, as somebody similar to me, would not be enough. Would not be enough to explain why somebody would do something in front of Moshe without asking Moshe. The only way that we could accept that Miriam should do something without consulting Moshe would be only if she is somehow greater than him in some aspect. Why? Because she was a Navi before he was a Navi. B'mei Amram b'yecheved, back in the time of Avram and Yechaveh, before Moshe was born, Ukanal. So therefore, this difficulty still remains. The kivan shadoicheku, since there is this difficulty, sharei einam aduba benavua, because we're not talking about an actual prophecy here in this case, vayid ve'iker arei kol b'nei Yisrael amru shira. And another thing is that all the Yidden said Shira, so why shouldn't Miriam be able to say Shira? So therefore the question still remains, what is the big deal? There is good explanation why Miriam could have done it. Over here the Chiddush is also the women should say, on the other hand, they were also part of the Nes, so why shouldn't they say? So therefore, because of all these non-smooth details of this story, maybe Rashi Pirush Beis. Therefore, Rashi says there's another explanation why she's identified as a Chesaron. Tovaracher a Chesaron, haynu sheyeshne oitam loma mefarish dargas Miriam al yedei amilim a Chesaron. Therefore, there's another reason why he identifies Miriam as the great Neviah based on Aaron and Aaron Moshe for these reasons. Alei a Ches Moshe. Because there's another reason why she should be identified as a sister of Aaron, because he dedicated himself to her when she became Mitzayra. That's why he was chosen, that she should be identified with him. In other words, that she was known as the sister of Aaron from that story where he defended her. Therefore, in this case, even though the pasuk, the point of identifying Achais is only to bring out the greatness of her level of nevuah, but since it could have also did the same or something similar by identifying her with Moshe, that would have also brought out her greatness. Therefore, Rashi says we need another reason why she's called Dafka Achais Aaron in order to identify her as a great nevuah, and therefore he gives a second explanation. Maschol Rashi Pirush Yashene B'Tevas Achais Aaron, and Rashi once again says the words Achais Aaron to give us the second explanation. Lahadgish, to emphasize Sheinze Dovaracha B'Tiritz Akusha, that this is not another answer to answer the original question, which was Eich Latikach Miriam, how could Miriam have done something like that without consulting Moshe? This is not what this second shot is coming to answer. We remain with the first answer for that. But Bifnei Moshe Kiyim Rak Dovaracha, this is only a second shot to explain why Aaron is mentioned as opposed to Moshe. V'leyachais Moshe, avala teretz ala kasha anal. But the answer to the first question, which is, how did Miriam do it? Hukapirish Rishon, that remains answered by the first explanation. Alafid over Achaze Kosha, but now according to this second pshat, there is still a question. Sharei kamadu bekriyas Yamsuf. this is talking in the time of Kriyas Yamsa. Benikras al Shmoy Shel Aaron Achais Aaron Lo Yachais Moshe Mitzad Morish Ira Kamas Man Achakach. And the answer that Rashi gives, the second answer, why she was identified as Aaron, because he defended her when she became a Mitzayra, happened a long time after Kriyas Yamsuf. So now we're identifying her as the sister of Aaron before the event even happened, which identified her with Aaron. But Oidviken, in another problem, Miriam. Since here, the whole point of this Hanaviyah, Miriam Hanaviyah, is talking about the greatness of Miriam, trying to point out how great a Hanaviyah she was, which gives her the right to do something on her own without Moshe. How would he identify her with Aaron, Hamaskin Shinitzara, which brings up immediately the point that she became at one time a Mitzayra, which came for a reason. So therefore, and because this remains a question in the second shot, therefore, v'lachein pirush aleph kaidem, therefore the first one is the main shot. But since in the simple understanding of things as a child would understand them, it's difficult to say, it's hard to say that a young girl like that, when Miriam was, she was 5 when Moshe was born, which means that this was when she was 4 years old. She was very young. So therefore, in order to explain how is it that such a young girl gets to reach a level of nevuah like that, that's why he adds, as it's written in Masechta Saita, Visham, and there in Masechta Saita, Mashenkim Masechta Megillah, whereas in Megillah this following thing is not mentioned. Amar Azal over there, it said, Lefnei Maim Azeh, before this idea that she gave prophecy, Bir Mashukosav Atelech Alma, an explanation of the Pasuk, and the young girl went to watch over Moshe, and so on. Malamet Shaholcha Bezrizus Ka'alma, identifying her as an Alma, which means an older girl. So it's she was identified that she went with such alacrity like a young lady. From this one, the Gemara over there seems says that even though she was very young, a young girl, she had already very mature attitudes and abilities. Therefore, she was able to prophesy. So therefore, this is not a direct question, but since it could come up by a Talmud at Mumulach, which means by an advanced student, therefore, the Rashi alludes to it by telling you where to look in Masechta Saita, where it says, yeah, she was a mature for her age, and therefore it makes sense that she was already a great prophet back then. Hey, Miyena Shel Teira Bepirush Rashi Dulan. From the inner dimension of Teira, which we can find in this Rashi, Miriam Meira Al Sfiras HaMalchus. Miriam represents the level of Malchus. So, Besfiras HaMalchus might see him on a base in Yonim. Malchus contains two dimensions to it. Sfiras HaMalchus Meshreshes Ba'atzmus. On the one hand, Malchus finds its root in the very essence of Hashem. L'mayla Makol HaSfiras, higher than all the other Sfiras. Sfiras HaMalchus, and the other hand, Sfiras HaMalchus, Les L'megamo Klum. On the other hand, Malchus has nothing of its own. It receives everything from the higher Sfiras. It's similar to the moon to which Malchus is compared, or that the moon is compared to Malchus. So just like the moon doesn't have any of its own light, it reflects from the sun, so also Malchus only channels what the upper spheres give mashpia to Malchus. And because Malchus is in complete bittul, and has nothing of its own, it only receives from above. Therefore, because nothing of Malchus interferes with the revelation of Atzmos, therefore it's Dafke and Malchus, where nothing else interferes, where Malchus can be fully appreciated. Even though that oir flows through all the spheres, that oir atzmus, but over there it cannot express itself. Dafke in malchus, which has nothing of its own, has no interference to the atzmus, to the expression of atzmus. Dafke there it's felt. Alder alzu be Miriam. Similarly, it's also by Miriam. Amarum is another base hapirushim shverashi, as brought out by these two explanations in Rashi. Pirush arishim medaber b'may losa shel Miriam. The first pshat speaks about the high level of Miriam, that she was a prophetess. Unaviyah gedayla, and not only an ordinary prophetess, but a great prophetess. Umenaba, megalum, amshicha, leidas Moshe. And she prophesied, which means she revealed, which means she brought about, in a certain sense, the birth of Moshe. Over Pirush Abayis, on the other hand, the second explanation, Mavorshinikras al Shmoshel Aaron, there it says that she was called by Aaron's name. Which means that she is secondary, she is the sister of Aaron. She's bottle and toffle to him. And it's only because Aaron had Mesiris Nevesh on her behalf, Paula she Yechuper Dibora, he was able to accomplish that she should be forgiven for her words. And even according to this second explanation, Miriam and Aviyah Achais brings out the great Mila of Miriam. Zeshe Yeshna Mila of Miriam, Siris Amalchus, Aschalas Pirush Rashi, that there are these great Milas in Miriam, which now we're talking about Miriam as Siris Amalchus, which are brought up by the first beginning of Rashi, Ulafisha Betela La Aaron. And that the reason for this is because she's bottled to Aaron. It's that she was, yeah, Bechinez Shushvina de Matronisa, who is the escort of the queen, meaning that he, Aaron, is on a higher level than Miriam. So we have both sides of it. Miriam has her own milus, but that on the other hand, she is bottled to Aaron. Which brings out a lesson to the Jewish women. Even though they have many qualities, even qualities which the men don't have. Until we say that when Mashiach comes, the women will outshine the men. Still, they have to know that as our sages tell us, who is a woman of valor, the one who does the will of her husband. And it's only through this, only this can bring out their true qualities. And this is true not only of those qualities which you can see how they receive them from their husbands, similar to what we say that Malchus receives from the other. The other spheres. Even those milos which the women have of their own, not that they receive from their husbands. As we can also see from the Rashi, how? One might ask the question, why was it Dafka Aaron that was so dedicated to her and that therefore she's known by Aaron's name? But the reason for this is because there's a certain similarity between Aaron and Miriam. As we know that Aaron, the Mishnah says, he is one who loves peace and pursues peace, and he loves the people and he brings them close to Torah. Miriam, a similar quality is described about Miriam, pua o medaberes v'hegel v'vlad. That she also had this capacity to be able to soothe and calm a child, as women that are able to do that for a child that cries. So she has a similar thing, bringing out closeness, peace, and so on, calm. Therefore, because of the similarity between Aaron and Miriam, that's why it was he who defended her. And that's why she is associated with him. So this brings out the allusion. That even in those qualities which are dafke feminine qualities, Koloshin Rashi Gederach Hanoshim Mefaises, as Rashi says that this is a feminine quality, Haynu Shemeteva Ishu Lekarev, that it's a woman's way to be able to bring close people. So Aaron, in other words, in this sense, he was more similar to Miriam than that Miriam is similar to Aaron. Gam Bozeh Oimrim Shehi Nekras Oshma, even in this quality, which is a feminine quality, even in that, we say that she was called by Aaron's name. In other words, that it flows from Aaron and comes to her. And that even those qualities, which are feminine qualities, also somehow flow through the husband. On the other hand, we understand that after she receives it from the husband, she is able to bring out that maila even more than the husband is able to. And she also is able to influence him with her qualities, her husband with her qualities. Until when Mashiach comes, this will be brought to light, that it's the woman that has the greater qualities. As it says in the Keva to say the Gever, that it's Tafka, the woman that will encompass the male, meaning to say that it will be understood that her qualities even outshine her husband's qualities.